1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE Live and Local, it is 720, sunshine 39 degrees on our way to 68. Today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Rescue Mission and Abundant Harvest Director Lee Alderman. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Hey, gentlemen, I'm doing great. Hopefully, this is going to be the last cold morning like this for a while, but that sunshine is beautiful and it's going to be warm.
Indeed. Well, hopefully, things are heating up here for you as you get set to close down the Emporia Anti-Hunger Fundraising Challenge.
Yes, it's been such a great year for us. It may be the best year we've ever had. This community, as the lady raising funds for Ukraine has said, that this community is a giving community. We're so thankful. We just want to raise a few more funds to stabilize our driveway where people pull in and get out to get food because it's slanted and kind of dangerous. And we need about $15,000 or so to do that yet. But our general fund for the year, which is the anti-hunger fund, is fully funded. And like I say, we're very thankful for that. We just want the people to come out now and enjoy the food.
Enjoy the food. And you have been busy handing out the food, haven't you, Lee?
Yeah, we do about 2 semi-loads a month. It's very busy out there. We get, a few pallets a day. And we do start early. We start about 5:30 in the morning, but they were in line at 4 a.m. this morning waiting to get food. And as crazy as that sounds, but we're there for everybody going into the factory in the morning and everybody getting off. And whatever we have available, we give out. And then we take a break about 7:30 and pick up any other food we have to pick up in the community. And we typically give that out starting about 8:30. So we have different groups that we're taking care of during the day. And then, of course, we have our evening meals on Monday and Wednesday. And unfortunately, we did run out after 17 minutes last night. There were so many people out to get food. But typically, we have enough to feed everybody in line.
17 minutes? That's all it took?
Yeah, that's all it took. It goes fast. It's a well-oiled system. We've been doing it for going on 3 years now, it seems like. And that traffic lines up about a half hour early, and we have 2 people handing them meals, and it just goes real fast. They stay in the vehicle, pull up, roll down their window, we set it in, and they go.
So,
and we've got a double package, so nothing spills out or anything.
Nice.
So you're still in the drive-through with the meals then, huh?
Yeah, we're still in the drive-through. It's just been very popular. Our numbers have gone up about 400%. By going to drive-through. People like it much better, it appears. So we're going to stay with it for the time being.
Lee, when it comes to what you're seeing, not only with the speed of the delivery, but now, with people lining up at 4:30 here for the commodities and, people lining up 8:30 or earlier here for, the monthly food banks, the Tyson has partnered with you and other partners have come in. Are we seeing just people more, more of a demand overall, or is this just a latent demand that's been in place and people are just simply learning more about it and taking advantage of what you have?
What we're seeing is new faces. We're seeing new families, new elderly. We're just seeing new faces. I don't know if it's because of word of mouth. I do know they're coming in from like Americus and around and surrounding communities. But we're seeing new faces, and we're not sure where they're all coming from. But it's good to see new faces because then we're touching more people, and that's what we're all about. We're all about getting food to people.
Well, it sounds like you don't have a lot of food left over. What you have out there is pretty much taken care of then, huh, Lee?
Yeah, we rarely have leftover food. Like I say, we're doing about two semi-loads a month. That's a couple pallets a day on average, and it goes really, really fast. If we put a pallet out, we'll probably put a pallet or two out this morning about 8:30. When we put that out, sometimes within 3 minutes, there'll be 10 to 20 people on those pallets getting what they want.
Well, it's a wonderful service, and also, the demand is there, obviously. As far as the monthly food giveaways, teaming with Tyson and the State Food Bank, are those over now, Lee, or do you know?
No, those are over for right now, and I just want to make sure everybody knows that. That monthly giveaway on the second Tuesday of the month at 1 o'clock is temporarily over for now. We don't know if it's going to come back or not. There was a grant submitted to Tyson by the Kansas Food Bank out of Wichita, and they're waiting to hear what Tyson's planning to do. We have not heard yet. So,
Lee, let's loop back here as we continue our conversation here with Abundant Harvest and Rescue Mission Director Lee Alderman. Let's loop back here to the Emporia Anti-Hunger Challenge, and you mentioned here that really the core needs, the operating budget has been funded, and then you've got some other projects that are underway right now. Exactly how much money, or can you say how much money you've brought into this point, and maybe go into more detail about the upcoming projects that you have coming up that'll be funded through this?
Yeah, we needed about $65,000 in our general fund, and we've probably brought in about $75,000. So we're setting good there. Even with the bump up in utilities and everything, we should be able to make pay all our bills, our utilities, insurance, and all that stuff for the rest of the year. Now we have a little few funds set aside that we're trying to pave our driveway. We probably have just over $40,000 or so set aside. We need about $60,000 is what Grimmett told us. And so we're just trying to pull in that last $15,000 to $20,000 to get that driveway paved. It's gravel, it's on a slope, and it's kind of dangerous to walk on if you're unsure of your footing at all. And so it's posed a problem in the past, and we just want to try and correct that so that this community does have a beautiful soup kitchen and a safe one.
Well, and you have made great strides in renovating the Abundant Harvest home out there on Whittier, haven't you? You've had a lot of improvements have happened just over the past 12 months, haven't they?
Well, it's just been tremendous how this community has supported us. It is a community operation. It was a community eyesore. Now it's no longer an eyesore. It's more of an asset in the neighborhood, and we're proud of that, and we're just trying to fine-tune it just a little bit, get some of the safety taken care of with that driveway. Other than that, oh, it looks good out there. It feels good and everything.
And then shifting gears here, too, and I know that this is really, geared more towards Abundant Harvest with this particular fundraiser, but how are things going at the Rescue Mission with your new home?
Oh, my gosh. It's so exciting out there. We got a new financial counselor that comes in, Jay Vandervelde. We got Richard Schnuck from used to work at Kansas Works and is our career counselor. We got a beautiful career center. We got another counselor coming in who's moving down here from Kansas City. He'll be here sometime in May. He's going to work one-on-one with different guys, counseling them and mentoring them. Guys are coming here getting hope, getting jobs. It's an exciting place to be. I'm just telling you, it's wonderful. This place is working great. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give them all the credit and thank this community for getting us in this building. It's so positive and so good.
Well, the building looks great, and obviously things are headed in the right direction, not only with that facility, but those who are living there as well. And if people would like to donate, Lee, help out and get that driveway taken care of out at Abundant Harvest, how can they do that?
Well, we encourage folks to send checks and money to P.O. Box 901 here in Emporia, or they can go online at the Emporia Community Foundation and you can go in there and donate online. Just select Abundant Harvest as a donating agency and click there and donate what you want, and it just all goes to our community soup kitchen and to a good cause.
Outstanding. Well, Lee, really glad to pass this update along for our residents and have you on board to do that here today. And best of luck here as the Anti-Hunger Challenge comes to a close and as you continue to meet the community needs in several different ways.
Yeah, it's great to be here now. Things are happening and the community's behind us, and we're just thankful for that.
Lee, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
All righty. Have a good day.
Lee Alderman, who is Director of Abundant Harvest and the Emporia Rescue Mission, joining us on our primetime newsmaker here on a Tuesday.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the newsmaker segment right now, the only one that we have available for this